Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Break with Zip and Jay, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Weekday mornings from 6 to 8 on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
I did have one last question regarding the NFL before we move on to basketball. So we discussed that Joseph Asai makes the big penalty that gives the Chiefs the chance to win the football game, which they do with the field goal. And you just see him on the sidelines. They keep panning to him after the game. He's just by himself. He's
distraught.
Because
he's distraught.
He knows what he did and cost the team a chance to go to overtime. But I mean, you've probably seen something like that, Coach, where a player makes a dumb penalty or does something, a bad turnover, a bad fumble. Late in the game, it screws the team over. You lose the game. In that moment, it's the AFC Championship game. It took a long time for him to get up into the locker room. Like, how does it? What do you do with that guy as a teammate? Obviously, you want to support him, but you're not happy with him right away. How does that go over in the locker room? How long does it take for a team to get over that moment, or do they?
Well, it's always in the back of your head, but you move on real quick. There's a lot of – the first thing the head coach is going to say, everybody's going to say, there was a lot of plays that went on. Like I said, the punt return led to it. The loss of contain led to a lot of things.
Yeah.
Yes, was it a bad play? It was. But you want – also, when it is a play that happens in while the clock's running and it's a huge strain play, you have way less than you do as far as being negative towards that person, whether it be a pre-snap alignment or a complete bust of coverage where you just do the wrong thing.
Right.
And so that part –
you have more tolerance.
And if you have someone that just plays their tail off for you
– yeah, he
right
did.
There,
he did.
And you're going to need him back on the field again. You want to try to get him back as soon as you can. There's a lot of things. And it didn't guarantee that the Bengals won. The Chiefs won. I mean, the Bengals would have been No. I say didn't guarantee. If he doesn't do that to him, it's not like, well, the Bengals weren't up by one.
Right, it's tied.
The score is tied. It's going to overtime.
Correct.
They're at home. It's still advantage Chiefs.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's not
good
one
point.
Of the
good point.
It's not one of those deals. So you want to get him back as fast as you can. Generally, something like, when that happens, you're usually not panning the sideline as a coach. I guess sometimes you'd be like, hey, make sure we get him off the field. Most likely his position coach would be one that would try to get him as soon as he could to try to just get him out of that moment. And that is a hard, hard moment because if you when you rewind the game, a play before that, they talked about him on what a great game he had.
He had a great game.
The play before, they were talking about him on what a great game he had had. Right. And on that play, he's straining. I mean, if you talk about when someone's giving effort – I always use the term upper body violence, which means that your arms, you're going as hard as you can. I always talk to our guys on any kickoff team or on upper body violence, and I'll show them a picture of Usain Bolt running 100 meters. Mm-hmm. Guess how they're running? Your arms are going. Because it's impossible to run as fast as you can. Your arms don't move. Mm. That's impossible. Yeah. Just watch his strain. he's straining so hard. He's trying to save an inch. It got jacked up. I feel awful for him. I really do. I feel awful for him.
I do too. Yeah. I really do too. I really do too.
Yeah. And so that's
hopefully he can put it in perspective. Yeah. In the moment, it's hard to put it in perspective like Bill just did, you know, after a night of contemplation.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it is. You play when a game ends in that fashion, there's probably 30 things you talk about.
Yeah.
Of what we could have done different, what could have happened different when
like the punt return.
You know.
Like tackle Pacheco on that play.
Yeah.
Isaiah Pacheco.
Had two guys that could have wrapped him up. He got away.
Tackle him.
And then also,
you're right. Good point.
And I'm sure Joe's like, well, this is on me.
Yeah.
We had first and 10 at the 35 yard line with under a minute to go. I mean, can you imagine that? Imagine, you know, throwing that scenario out, you know, pregame. Say, hey, 2020, ball's at the 35. You have two timeouts and there's 50 some seconds to go. Bengals first and 10. Do you take that opportunity?
Yeah. Yes.
Every time.
Yeah, you do.
So right now, with that, and then I said, being such a special teams guy, the punt return was just so huge.
Kicked it down the middle. Punted it down.
I'm sure he had some sort of trying to put the ball to one side of there, but he did not punt well in the game.
No,
there
were
several short punts. He did not punt well in the game at any time.
See, that's another guy you'd look at and tell his side, look.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
I mean, our punt team didn't come through.
There was some weird punting in general. I mean, the Eagles punter had a bad day yesterday. He had several bad punts. They still won the game by 24, didn't hurt the team. But, yeah, in that moment, the Bengals punter did not have a very good game. No. Townsend had a good game for the Chiefs.
Yeah, I mean, Bill, that's
pretty good game.
I'm glad you pointed that out, that Bengals punter punted it down the middle. Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure they were in vice. They're not going to come after that punt. because they it's 2020, because you rough him, that almost guarantees that the Bengals will win the game.
Right.
And then if you give a referee a chance to make a bad call, they will. Just like it happened to the Eagles when the Niners went after a punt, he clearly got blocked into the punter, and they still called roughing. And so sometimes you don't want to, and that's like a non-reviewable play. And so that in that spot right there, I'd be in the return mode also 100%.
That was Jack Stoll, by the way. Blocked that guy right into the punter.
Yeah. So, don't blame him for that, for what he was doing.
No, not really.
And also with that, had no bearing on the game, but they should have blocked the punt. The guy just missed the ball.
Yeah.
Just do it.
Football. Mm. So involved.
Yes, it was. Yes, it is.
Yes.
It is.
Yeah.
Quickly, before we get to break, because this is not worth a lot of time, Nebraska basketball fell on Saturday 82-63. I mean, the story of the game was that Sam Hoiberg off the bench had 15 points, 6 of 8 shooting, 26 minutes. Other than that, Nebraska just not good enough right now. Injured, you know, injuries.
Well, here's a question. Here's a question you're going to have. I mean, I've been saying it's only fair to cut Fred Hoiberg slack right now because of the injuries to Juwan Gary and Emmanuel Bandemel. Now, there's been two games where they've both not played. Okay, two games. One was the 78-63 loss to Northwestern. Okay. 78-63. Game got away from them. The Maryland game got away from them. So what now? 3-8 in the league now. You go forward. You have to have this mindset of, you're cutting Fred slack, but after these two losses, you wonder how much slack are we cutting him? is it going to be like this?
The team still believe they can win games.
Yeah. You got to watch it. You got to watch the crowd. You got to watch what PBA looks like. I'm talking about if you're Trev Alberts. I mean, I'm not suggesting you fire Fred Hoiberg, but he's 12-58 in the Big Ten. At some point, that record, it has to start turning at some point. You can't ignore in the discussion 12-58.
No, that's those real numbers.
Right.
Painful.
Right. So that's – the bottom line is in these two games without Bandemel and Gary, I wanted to see a little more than I saw. Now, let's see what happens in the next game against at Illinois, which will be as Bill knows in football, the Big Ten's relentless. It just comes at you. You never get a real break. Now you're at Illinois. You've come off two tough losses. Now you're playing a team that beat you by 26 on your home court.
Yeah.
Without your two dogs on defense.
Yep.
What do you do? Now, like Bill pointed out off air the other day, there's two injuries. But, the Niners made it work with a third string quarterback. They got to the NFC Championship game. Injuries are part of it. If you're a good team, you play through it, right?
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Nebraska is in a world of hurt right now.
Am I being too hard?
No, I don't think you're being too hard. It's just that's reality. Nebraska cut this down to 9 points in the second half, and then after that, Maryland pulled away and said, that was cute. Good try. Here's a 19-point win for you.
Yeah, I saw some people saying Nebraska, come on, Sip, Nebraska would have had to play perfect to win that game. Beat Maryland, you got to play perfect?
Yeah. Maryland's a subpar basketball team in the Big Ten. Average.
This isn't Gary Williams, Maryland, right?
It's not.
Do you remember Gary Williams?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, Juan Dixon, they won a championship with him. And
Lonnie
Baxter.
Yeah. Nice job, Jake.
Thank you.
That Maryland. You got to play perfect to beat this Maryland. They're 4-5 in the league.
Yeah, they're not that good. Huskers fall 82-63. Not a pretty game on Saturday, but Illinois is next. We'll see how that goes after they just trounced you here a few weeks ago.
Yeah, maybe it turns around a little bit.
Song of the day next, and Stetson Bennett, oh boy, what are you doing, man? Next, an early break in the ticket.
Save big money at Menards. Gorilla tapes, glues, and adhesives are perfect for jobs around the house, indoors and out. Gorilla Heavy Duty Construction Adhesive has a 100% waterproof formula that provides a secure bond on any surface. From trim work to landscape block to hanging mirrors, it's all purpose and holds in 30 seconds. Pick it up for your project and head to Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants,
They all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.